Hi, I'm Bill Bercuda. I'm known as a linotype operator, linotype machinist, pressman, press repairer, and I do service work on other people's equipment. I was born in Glendale, California, and pretty much lived there all my life. I got first introduced to printing and learned to love it when I was in junior high, and it showed up on my class schedule, which I didn't sign up for. And I was scared to death because I was not a very good speller, and the rumor had it you had to be a good speller to be in there. And that scared the heck out of me until actually I started it and found out, well, if you follow copy, you have no trouble. Okay, we'll start with just a single piece of type. Now you have the face, which is the surface, and then you have the recesses where it's lower than the surface, so when you roll the ink roller across it, it doesn't ink that up, fill it up, and make you just have square blocks that you print. And then we also imprint it deep into the paper so you can actually feel it as well as see it. And that's how our process usually works. Letterpress is a challenge. It challenges you with every single job. You have to adjust the rollers and adjust the rollers and adjust the alignment. And sometimes you have to go in there and tweak it and then go back to adjust the rollers again. And that's before you start the job. It's a lot of challenge. Aardvark Letterpress. Aardvark Letterpress is in the middle of the original Arts District of Los Angeles. Otis College used to be here, Art Center used to be here, and there was a couple others I can't remember the names of that used to be in this very area within blocks. And when the neighborhood went down, a lot of those places moved out. Originally, it was known for typesetting, because that's what they were doing. But now they're known for their letterpress printing, because that's what we do now. It seems what I do most through the week is business cards, but I do a lot of envelopes, and once in a while I do letterheads, but a lot of wedding invitations. Every job's a favorite. That's the way I look at it, because to me this is fun. I just do it because it's fun. I'm not the important person, the customer is. If you don't honor your client, they won't honor you. So it's like saluting them, bowing down to them, saying, thank you for coming here for the work. It, you know, if you give somebody respect, they give you respect back. And it always works very well.